Episode 1563, How to Start the Day Off Right.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is Mindset Monday, and we are all about routines today, how to start the day off right. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com. Where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I hope your weekend was very rejuvenating and relaxing. All the rees that we need, right, in our life, restoration for the soul, just a time for us to get in touch with where God wants us to be. Today, I thought, okay, we've got spring happening here. That means what? We are blooming into a brand new season. And with fresh blooms comes what? Oh, yes, time to rise and shine. And it's all about how to start the day off right. Imagine waking up with an extra kick in your step. Oh, how to start the day off right. Change your morning, change your day. Now, you might be thinking, I know, it's impossible. This isn't going to work. I've tried it, and it just isn't for me. So what do I do if it's not for me? Well, if you think that it's not going to work for you, it's not. So you might as well stop listening now, turn me off, that's fine, and go on to something else. However, hold on. If you want to change your day, let's talk about your morning, how to start the day off right. Well, do you know how many different ways there are to wake up in the morning? Yes, well, believe it or not, I Googled it. Even Wikipedia has an opinion. I had to laugh. I was like, seriously? Everything on the internet works. Of course. So I'm just going to go follow all of these thousands and thousands and thousands of ways to start my day off right. But before we start our day off right, we have to remind ourselves what the morning looks like now. So are you ready? Okay, here we go. We're going to hit snooze 3 times. Oh, yeah, I do not want to get up. Snooze, especially on Monday. I'm hitting it again, and I want to sleep even longer. Now you're rushed with no time to breathe. Remember, we all have the same amount of time in the day, but how are we using it? Then you have a shorter shower, and you have nothing to wear. There you stand in the closet. Then the children are crabby. They're yelling for you. There's spilt milk all over the place, and you don't even have time to clean it up like you really want to. You can't find your keys, and now it's time to run out the door. Finally, you got them. The kids are in the car, and you're off to drop them at school. And then you notice you don't have your cell phone. Who can go without a day when it comes to their cell phone? You got to have it, so what do? Back to the house you go. Now you're even later than what you really hope you'd be, even though you hit snooze 3 times to start your whole day off. Traffic is crazy. It is bumper to bumper, and it's usually not like this. What is going on? Maybe everybody's coming back from the holiday. Who knows? What excuse can you come up with this time? Sounds too familiar. Running. And you wonder why you feel busy, why you feel hurried and scurried all the time. You're this little mouse that won't stop. And the problem is this is like the every other day routine in our life. And you're like, wait a minute, it just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work if you're normal, is what this is that we just talked about. Most of us are living that as our normal. Maybe we don't hit snooze that often. Maybe we don't have cereal in the morning, but it's oatmeal instead. Neither are good to handle. Maybe you can find your keys, but you still have nothing to wear. There's always something that holds us back in the morning. Well, then I think, okay, wait. If we need to get up in the morning, that means the first place to start is we need to go to bed at a reasonable time. Ugh. Yep, there's my fault. I'm up. I'm binge watching on Netflix. I'm up reading my favorite book. I'm up. I'm just up. I don't know what I'm up and doing, but I'm not going to sleep early enough. So therefore, when it's time to rise, I don't want to. How much of your day is dictated by when you go to bed? I know, come on, call it like it is. I am guilty as charged. Sign me up. I am there. I can be up until 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Maybe not that late. Even 11:30 is late though. If you're getting up at 4:30 or 5 in the morning, you want to get that solid 7 to 8 hours, and really pushing for that 8 is better. So how are you starting your day off to begin with, meaning going to bed? That's your first place to start, because you've got to rise up. And when you rise up, you got to be well rested. Now understand, this is not for lazy people by any means. Don't expect to change your life without a little work. What you put in, you will get out. So if you're not willing to rest, you're just going to get a mess. So which is it going to be? So let's assume that you have decided, I'm not going to binge watch on my Netflix. I'm okay. I can do it another day. So instead, you get a good night's sleep rest. Your alarm rings and your day begins. It's time to think on purpose. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Think on purpose. Your mindset will change the trajectory of your day. Think on purpose. Don't let the world dictate your reactions. When you are flustered because whatever's happening around you, that means whatever's happening around you, you're saying, okay, I'm going to buy into that and I'm going to react to whatever's happening around me. Instead of saying, I don't like what's happening around me, so I'm going to make a decision to respond differently, a way that serves me. Your mindset will change the trajectory of your day. So what does that look like to think on purpose? Well, we've got two things we have to cover when it comes to think on purpose. We're going to cover four of them first. We're going to break it down, and then we're going to break it down into the acronym. Are you ready? Okay, hold on tight. We're in for a fast ride. Number one, presence. Rise up early and be filled with gratitude. Be present, right? That's what you want to lead your day with. When you rise up and you're hitting snooze all the time, you're not present. You're letting the time, those little numbers, the digital clock or your watch, every single time you have to flip your arm. How many times have you flipped your arm to see what time it is? Oh my gosh, I only have 5 minutes left. You've wasted about 10 minutes flipping your watch to figure out what time it is. So what's dictating your day already? So when you rise, it's presence. Rise up early and be filled with gratitude. You're alive. Be grateful for that. You have breath to breathe. That means you have an opportunity to what? Impact the world that you touch. So rise and shine. There should be joy already in your heart. You are breathing. You are alive. That's presence. Number two, reverence. That's a great word. I don't ever hear that word very often, but it just sounds so regal. Reverence. Admire God and appreciate His grace and mercy. Maybe you went to bed too early and you forgot to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me that I yell at my husband. Forgive me that I left the dishes in the dishwasher. Forgive me that I, you know, didn't treat my kiddos right. Whatever you need to get right with God, it's a good time to get right with Him right in the morning. And then say, you know what, Lord, I don't know what today brings, but I want my day to be filled with Your grace. I want You to lead my day. Admire Him. Praise His name. So you've got presence and reverence. Looking pretty good already. Are you feeling good? Come on. Man, my heart's on fire already. I'm like, yes, I'm feeling stronger. This day's going to be awesome. Number three, be decisive. You already need to start making a decision in the morning on how you're going to respond throughout your day. It's what I call putting on the armor of God. That comes from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Now, we can do an absolute full day on putting on the armor of God. But I just want to highlight this just a little bit here. What I mean by being decisive is saying, you know what? I know I may run into a few brick walls today. I know I've got to face my boss, and I don't know that he's going to like the report I have to give. I don't know what's coming down the pike, but whatever it is, Lord, I know you've got me, and I am not going to let my attitude of whatever it is, maybe you're assuming that you're going to be hurt. Maybe you're assuming that you're going to be disappointed later that day. Maybe you're assuming that something's going to surprise you, but you're saying, I don't care what the day brings. I'm going to put on the armor of God. I'm going to wear the breastplate of righteousness. I'm going to wear the belt of truth. I'm going to carry peace. And you're going to go forward. Decide in the morning on how you're going to respond throughout your day. Now, if you're going to be crabby because you got up on the wrong side of the bed, for some reason you rolled off on the left when you usually get off on the right. Well, seriously, that's for a whole nother episode. But most of us, when we get into that kind of attitude, I'm calling it like it is, we're just plain lazy. We're not taking responsibility for our own mouth. It's time that we put on our big girl panties. It's time that we put on our big boy shorts. And it's time that we are decisive and saying, you know what? I'm going to respond the way God wants me to respond. I'm going to be decisive about my day. I don't have to react to everything. Number four, prayer. We all have weaknesses. We all have strengths. Unfortunately, most of us focus on our weaknesses. And so when we get up in the morning, if time management is an issue for you and you keep hitting that snooze button, what are you focusing on? Your weakness. So stop it. Focus on your strengths. But in order to focus on your strengths, it's good to go ahead and pray over your temptations. Pray over your weaknesses. Ask for strength to overcome those. If you're one who knows that when you go to the employee lounge and they're going to have donuts there and you're just like, sugar is not my thing. I know it's past Lent. I've given up sugar, but I still don't need to have all that sugar in my body because, man, the last 40 days was awesome. I want to continue that. So now it's by choice that you're staying away from sugar, the unnecessary kind. You eat it through your fruits and your vegetables, that's okay. But not through things like, okay, sweet treats and candy and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm going to give that up. Well, if you know that's your weakness, then ask God, pray, say, Lord, when that donut looks at me in the face, don't let it control me. Don't let that cheesecake slap me upside the head and make me take that first bite. Lord, make me stronger. Give me the strength to have my feet walk away. Give me the strength to say no, because ultimately my body doesn't need it. Pray over your temptations. Pray over your weaknesses. If you know that you have a tough situation that you're going to have to face that day, pray over it. I think probably my prayer time is longer in the morning, and that usually means that my shower gets a little bit longer in the morning. And guess what? That's one area that I do not at all limit myself to. I may cut down a few other things, but not my prayer. I want to make sure that God's got me covered. And so wherever your weaknesses are, ask for his strength. He'll be there. And the thing is the more we focus on changing what we don't want in our life, and it's not really a focus, it's as, okay, Lord, when I am faced with this, then this is my response. It totally changes the course of your day. Again, it's the trajectory. Where are you headed? Presence, reverence, decisiveness, prayer. Now, in order to think on purpose, you got to have a CEO meeting of the mind. You got to turn off the WIIFM. What's in it for me? You got to turn that radio station off. You know what? You subscribe to it way too often. What's in it for me? When you go through your day, and if you're always looking at, well, what's in it for me? Most of us are reacting when we are tuning in to that particular station. Sirius and XM, iHeartRadio, Spotify, you don't need WIIFM on your playlist. Get it off. Instead, tune in to God and think on purpose. Now, this CEO meeting of the mind is the THINK. It's an acronym, T-H-I-N-K, Think on Purpose. These are five questions you can ask in response throughout your day. So, T, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? And K, is it kind? When you're looking at your day and you want to respond to somebody, notice I say respond, not react. A react is there's no thought into it. You're just letting anything and everything come out. It's like vomiting all over the person who stands in front of you, whether it's your dog, your cat, your boss, your child, or your spouse. It's a full-blown vomit. And you're like bleh. That's not a great way to lead your life. It's not a great way to lead your day. And it only leads to a lot of what? Messy cleanups later. So when you think on purpose, it changes your day. And you can start it right from the very beginning in the morning. And then you carry it throughout the day. So when you are faced with certain decisions that have to be made in your day and you're needing to respond to questions, concerns, maybe you hit the brick wall and you're like, okay, what do I do next? You have to take and figure out the next step. Ask yourself these five things. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it really necessary? Do I even need to go there? Is it kind? When we begin to walk with a thought, we think on purpose. We stop stumbling over our own messes. Because a lot of our messes are brought on by whom? Ourselves. We get ourselves in all these messes. So stop trying to pick up after everybody. Turn off WIIFM and think on purpose, true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, kind. God's going to give you the confidence that you need. Proverbs 3:26 says this, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. None of us like to be caught. We don't want to be entangled with things we don't need to be entangled with. Stop trying to satisfy the world's expectations and lean on God. Start out your day right by leaning on Him and let Him bless you. Let Him bless you by what God is challenging you with. Let God stretch you. Let God cling to you as you should cling to God. Start your day off right by giving of yourself. Change your morning. Change your day. Are you ready to do so? Are you ready to say, okay, I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of just running ragged in the morning. Because when you start off your day feeling ragged and tired, what normally happens? It just goes downhill from there. Not very many people say, oh man, I started out horrible, but my day has ended awesome. Nope. And if it did, two things happen. You chose a different attitude, or something rewarding happened to you, which eventually will pass. And then what happens? It's going to go downhill from there. We cannot put our life into the expectations of the world, because it will control every part of your being. And you won't like the reflection you see in the mirror. And when you go to bed at a reasonable hour so you can rise early the next day, you're going to be laying in bed going, gosh darn it, I wish I would have fill in the blank. I knew I should have fill in the blank. Only if I could have fill in the blank. Is that how you run your day every day? Living the should haves, could haves, would haves? If only. God doesn't want you to lead a life like that. He wants you to live the life that He has created for you in the season that you're in. It may be tough, but you're going to get through it. One step at a time leads to miles and miles and miles and miles of greatness. But it takes one step, one. And that first step starts in the morning. Are you ready to do that? Maybe you're like, you don't know my lifestyle. You have no idea what my morning's like. I know, I get it. I've had crazy mornings, all of them. There are some days that I've had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning in order to be ready by 7 o'clock. Now that doesn't seem right, but there are just those days. I've had to juggle lots of things, homeschooling the kids, running a business, trying to get the hubby out the door. I know what it's like to be struggling to figure out that routine that sticks, not just taking things and throwing it against the wall saying, nah, I don't know, we'll see if this works. You've probably been doing that too long already. If you want help with figuring out a morning routine that works for your lifestyle, your family, what you need right now, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I can't wait to hear from you, because I promise you it's going to change your life. This is mid-April. You got a lot of time. Summer is around the corner. Wouldn't it be awesome to know that you have a morning routine that when you get up, you are ready to enjoy your day? You look forward to your day. You're not just laying around going, I'm hitting snooze because I don't want to face my day. You'll have a different attitude. And honestly, I believe you'll have more joy in your heart. Start your day off right by giving of yourself. Change your morning, change your day. Think on purpose. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, wonderful, fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.